Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Let us begin with a moment to reflect on the following poem written by an unknown author. The poem is called Dancing Rainbows. And think of the children as I read this. Every day we walk and live among children. We're surrounded by dancing rainbows. It is our mission to encourage them in the releasing of their own dancing rainbows of potential, to help them realize their promise, adding beauty and wholeness to their world. And so it is. Welcome to our Roots and Wings ceremony. At this special time, we will honor and celebrate the beauty and the wholeness of our youth, our teachers, and our angel aides here at Unity of Fox Valley. From the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus has taught us to become like little children when he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." The child in each and every one of us is the Christ self, expression of peace, of hope, of joy, of love. And today we celebrate all those perfect treasures from God. To you, the youth, we honor your past efforts and support your spiritual growth as you continue on your spiritual path. We believe in each one of you, for you truly are a perfect expression as a child of God. To you, the teachers, and all of our helpers, which are many out there, we honor your loving spirit and commitment to the youth's spiritual growth as you empower them to express their true Christ self. Myrtle Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, once said, "Our mission is not to entertain the children, but to call them out. To be called out is to follow the harmonious law of the soul's enfoldment." During our ceremony, we will honor your roots. Your roots are the places we all have come from, the Unity teachings you have experienced and explored this year, and the teachers and aides who have lovingly guided you. Your wings represent all of the new adventures waiting for you as you continue to grow, to learn, and to inspire others on their spiritual paths. For those of you who have moved on to a new class level, your new teacher in the coming year symbolizes your wings. We have, as some of you may have seen up here, we have a 12 powers path that each youth as well as each teacher and angel aide will walk on this morning. The 12 powers are the inspirational concept of Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, that symbolizes the 12 powers given to each one of us at our birth by God. In other words, these 12 powers are inherent birthright to be expressed through our Christ being. There are 12 footprints on the path that represent the 12 disciples associated with each of these powers. The 12 powers are an integral part of our Unity program. Not only have the youth been learning the disciples and the powers associated with each one, they've also been learning the month and the color for each power. And the 12 powers are as follows. And the kids are going to demonstrate for you. I need January. Oh, wait. You can go. You should go to the mic. Oh, it's too low for you. Let's resolve that problem.
I chose January because I like the color and I believe in faith, and it's one of my favorite powers, so that's why I chose this one.
February. You may be careful about this part right there. Just hold it.
My color is pink.
Why'd you choose that power, that color, obviously?
I love pink. love.
Who's the disciple?
John.
John. Cool. All right, thank you. March.
I chose March because I like the color, actually, and it represents growth. And the power of the March is the power of strength. The disciple is Andrew, and the color is light green.
Thank you. Thank you. April.
I chose April because it's my birthday month. And the power is good judgment. The disciple is James, and the color is yellow.
Good job. Thank you.
May.
I chose May because I like the power, because and I also like the color.
Thank you. The power is power. The color is purple. And disciple is Philip. And how they memorize is PPP. Power, Philip, yeah, purple. So what comes after May? Where's June?
Okay, so my month is June, the power of imagination, and I chose this one because I like the color and because you need to have an imagination to do art and draw and color and stuff. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And I heard Michaela's very artsy, so. All right, what comes after June?
July.
Where's July?
I chose July because it's my birthday month, and I love dazzling gold. It's a really pretty color.
Can I
Okay. Disciple is Thomas, month of July.
What's the color again?
The color is yellow and dazzling gold is inside yellow and in the spirit of God.
Oh. Good job. This is all ad lib, you know. So, all right. August. Two of you for August. Cool.
Okay, we chose August, power of will, color is silver, and disciple is Matthew.
We also chose August because you need will in order to keep your strength and not lose it.
Cool. September. Wait. Hold on there. Well, we all know each other, it's fine. We're cool. All right.
I chose September because it's my birth month, and I really like green, just like my mom. The color is dark green, and it's the power of order, and the disciple is James.
Miss James, good job. Thank you. All right. We're narrowing it down. What is after September?
There we go. The power is zeal. Color is orange. And the disciple is Simon, which I thought was Simon for Peter, Simon. But I think I like zeal because I am zeal. And my... I am zeal!
I wasn't surprised when he chose that one. This is perfect for Devin. All right, what comes after October?
Month of November, power is letting go, disciple is Thaddeus, and color is rust brown.
I give her brownie points for saying Thaddeus. Good job. Good job. All right, what's our last month?
September.
Where is it wandering? There we go. Our little one.
I chose December because it's my birthday month. The color is red. The power is life. Disciple is Judas.
Judas, good job. Good job. All right, thank you. So that's what we learned downstairs. So before each of the youth and teachers and aides come up to be acknowledged and walk the 12 powers path, we're going to begin with a prayer. So we'll just take a moment. It's a meditative prayer. Let's take a gentle breath to become centered and still. To remember not who, but what we are. And that is the Christ light, that amazing presence. We recognize what precious gifts our youth and families are and know that they brighten our church, they brighten their families and our world with their faith and love. We provide a loving, caring, and sacred space here that allows that faith and love and dreams to endure. We draw to us all the people and expressions needed to bring these ideas into manifestation. We acknowledge divine source as our spirit, our inner spirit, and know that in co-creating, we bring these ministries into being. For it is through the wonder and the power and the love of God that all things are possible, both within and without. We are ever so grateful, knowing that the path before us shines in light as we step forward in faith, that the power and presence of our Christ light is made clear for us. Jesus once said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." With that, we release our prayer and gratitude to the universe. Amen and amen. Now, I have another little prayer for the youth. Teachers, too, they can all please stand. This is an excerpt from a prayer written by Marianne Williamson. Dear God, there are no words for the depth of our love for these children. We pray for their care and their protection. We surrender them into your hands. May these always see you at the center of their lives. May their heart grow strong to love and serve you. May they learn here values and principles of love and righteousness. May they learn from us kindness. May they learn from us strength. May they learn from us the lessons of power, that they have it and surrender it to you. to be used for your purpose throughout their lives. And thus shall they be free to live most freely and love most deeply. That is our wish. That is our prayer for them and for us forever. Amen.